Back to the Otzitz. Back to the Otzitz, Rabbeisai.
Comes along the Gemara and the Zayin of Abiz. I don't know. I don't have how like some of these shiurim just skip these Gemaras. Zok the Gemara. Amar Abzeire. Otzitz nokav amunach al gabi yisaydis. If you have an Otzitz that has a hole that's sitting on what? A stand. Bono machlegs rebuter rabbonim. Zera thinks that that's the identical machlegs rebuter rabbonim that happened by a ship on a water. Amar Rava Dilma Lohi. Rava says not so fast. Ad kad lo kam rebuter hosam elabis vina asui lav royach. No, maybe kule almalei pligi. Maybe everyone will be maskim when it comes to an otzitz hamona chagavi zedis. And Rabbi Yehuda only needed Gesheshes. Why? By a Svina. Because what? It's Asuya Levroach. It's not stationary. Masha Enken, what? In Otzit Al Gabi Yesedos, that is what? Kavua Bimkomo, it's not moving anywhere. So then even what? Even Rabbi Yehuda will say you don't need Gesheshes. If you remember, Rabbi, so the first time we saw that Gemara of Rava, that was where I introduced the whole new Mahalach that maybe the Nekudas HaMachlekes is not about Yenika. Maybe the Nekudas HaMachlekes is about Chibur. And therefore, logically, I'm going to distinguish between what? Something that's Asui Livroach, that's manifesting itself that it's not Mechubur, as opposed to what? As opposed to something that's stationary, that's more Mechuburdik. Right? That's what I saw in the words of Rava. That's where I introduced, and then we came out to Rashi and all the other rayas that we said that perhaps the machlokes tanoim is not necessarily how much an item is yonik, but whether or not I view something up above can be connected to the ground. That was where we introduced this other mahalach, this other possibility in the Gemara. Zok the Heliga Taisus. Dilma Lohi Ad Kan Lakom Rabbi Yehuda, the bottom Taisus. This is the MS. So this doesn't mean to say what I'm saying right now, like in a kachua MS, but he's saying that this is takel halacha, but also happens to be true MS, and we'll get to that in a second. Kachua MS. Just remember how the Taisa starts. This dos is MS. MS shall meet the shalter. But what Taisa means to say is, by the way, this is not just a possibility that's present in the Gemara. This is real. This is the real deal. This is actually, Tosis is saying, you don't always have Tosis doing that. Tosis is saying, this is the way we establish Vahalacha. Why? The Otzitz ke Mechubur. That Otzitz is actually as if it's what? Mechubur. Wow, by the way, what a striking language, right? Otzitz ke Mechubur. Not Otzitz havi yoinik. Otzitz ke Mechubur. Right, that other mahalach in our Gemara is clearly the way Tosis says, and we already proved it from the Hemshech of Tosis. But he says those words before. But he says why? Okay, Nachma, again, let's hold it. Right, Torah's Kishia. The guys were just asking me; they're learning the sugya of Prusval in the fourth pair. Good. So what's a Prusval? We all signed at the beginning of this year, right? According to the sheet of the Rush, we should tell the Rav Tversky guys they should see the Rush. Because the Rush holds you have to sign it when? What? The beginning. Excellent. The beginning of the seventh year. Most Rishonim hold you have to sign at the end of the seventh year. El. But the Rush holds, that's why in my shul we have the optional Rush is Prusbel at the beginning of the seventh year. It's an excuse to be able to learn like the sugya, you know. But many gedolim. I think Rabbi Yashiv said to Kedai, it's so easy to do. So what are you doing? What is a prusbel? What's going on over here? So Lamaisa, the Gemara in the fourth parak talks about the fact that Shemitah, all the loans are canceled, and that was going to be a big problem for the commerce and business of Klal Yisrael. So people were not going to lend, the economy, right? So people are not going to lend. So Memela, Hillel made a takana, and Hillel said, the problem with Shemitah for you to collect a loan is for the lender to go to the borrower and ask him for that money. That's a violation of the Torah. It's a lav d'oraisa of lo yigo, so you're not allowed to pressure the lender after the seventh year when the Shemitah nullified and canceled the debt. However, if you, well, if you are not directly going to him, or it's as if you collected it already, right? So then we can make, or Bezdin is collecting it, so then the Isser won't apply, and that was the Takana called Prozbul. That was the Takana called Prozbul. That you sign a document, and now it's not as if you're collecting it, and therefore such a loan will allow you to collect it, and that will continue loans to even today, to exist even after Shemitah. How did Hillel have that ability to do that? Excellent question. The Gemara asked that question on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Either Hefker Bezdin Hefker or Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. So we weren't violating an Issa D'Oraisa. But fascinating debate. A lot what to talk about. If I had another year to teach Gittin with you, we would do that and we would learn those sugyas and we would have a lot of fun. And it would be geschmack. Over the summer, let's do it. Let's or maybe we could just learn it in Poland. It would be great. Kill two birds with one stone. So, yeah, it's great. Yeah, Poland keep shaking your head. Summer? Keep shaking your head. Keep shaking your head.
Poland Let's over go. Summer?
Poland over summer. That's great. Amazing.
Need four more guys.
Amazing. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So, the Meister Rabbeisai. Oh. So the problem is Zokt Hillel, but listen, I'm only making a Takana Rabbanon. What's the limitation of a Takana Rabbanon? Has to be on a what? On a Milsa de Shchich. Rabbanon don't make Takanas on a Milsa de Lo Shchich, on a non-common reality. Has to be something that's common, that's normal, that's expected. People don't loan and lend money to other individuals that don't have any karka. You know why? Because you're going to take my money, you're going to invest it, the investment's going to go bust, and you're going to have no money to pay me from. I want to know that you have some assets that I can collect from, that I can have a lien on, that I know and I'm established and I'm secured that there's going to be a debt collection over here. So it's a milsa de lo shchicha for a lender to loan on someone that doesn't have karka. Now, Rabbi, what are you talking about? You know, I don't have karka. We're all yeshiva guys. We're in the dorm, right? We don't own karka. Okay, so Zalakta Gemara says, what about a flower pot? Do you have a flower pot? You have a flower pot? If you could establish that your flower pot is connected to the karka, is kamechubra dummy, so then that's enough of a piece of land that you don't need a whole large piece of land. We just need to make sure that this individual owns land. So now it's considered a milsa de shchicha. We're talking to lenders that own land. So owning a flower pot is also land. So that counts as well. So that's the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting. And what does the Gemara say? Gemara says, and it's talking about what? In otzitz, that what? That's standing on pegs, on a tripod. And that counts. Must be that what? That this line of Reb Zeira and Avir, we're saying is what? Actually halachically considered Kemechuber. Avir is Kemechuber Dam. And Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree with that. There's no Machlok Tanoim over there. Right?
It's not Tznakov.
It's Atznakov.
It is Atznakov.
Yeah.
That's the collateral,
Nazi? It's not the collateral. It's the enough karka that the lender has, that the borrower has, that I'm now going to write a prosbol on.
Yeah,
don't get lost with the whole prosbol thing. We're only dealing, writing prosbols on loans that a person has land. That's considered land. No, nothing Keretz Yisrael. Prosbol exists outside. Good? Fine. So all Tysus just did was he took a line in the Gemara that seemed to us as a possibility, and Tysus says, by the way, this is established halach, not just a possibility. I'll bring you a raya Gemara later on that brings this in another area of halacha, prosbul, right? Off the bat, Rabbi, I already said it once, but who clearly disagrees with everything Tosfos just said? Someone we already quoted. The Ritva. Anyone who understands the Rav Yehuda Rabbanan to deal with what? To be with Yanika, L'chera will have no connection to Mechubar L'Karka or not, and to Dine Prisbol, which is totally a Dine Mechubar L'Karka. It's only in this new wavelength and Mahalach that we've presented of the Hezra, the Machlokes, Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, that now you can compare this to the Gemara on Daf, Lamed Zayin, that talks about Mechubar L'Gabe Prisbol.
Everyone cop that?
Can't just replace the Anyuga for Chobra? Meaning just say...
I might agree to the Gemara independently, but it has nothing to do with the Yehuda Rabban. But now Tosis has a problem. Yeah, Gilai.
It says Kenu Emes. It says the Otz is not. So is that an Emes?
I agree. We're talking about an Otz is not.
No, when Tosis says Kenu Emes, he says the Otz is not over, not necessarily an Otz is not.
But he's talking about, but the Gemara is talking about an Otz is not.
So he just didn't mention it?
Yeah. He's commenting on that Gemara.
What does that mean that it doesn't have any... Like
if Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan's debate was about whether or not something in the water, and now Rabbi Zeir is saying also something suspended in the air, does it seep out nutrients or not if it's raised above the ground? Is there a unique or is there no unique that has nothing to do with Prosbol? Right?
We just care about car.
That's that. Prosbol is not going to be. Is not going to be a unique. That's a separate issue of whether or not it's mechuber.
Then why does it matter if it's not?
Meaning, I don't think that I don't think the Ritva would think that Gemara would at all be even for the even in the Hava Mina would have been a machlekes between the Tanoim. Because the machlekes in the Tanoim is about things that are growth oriented. Are they yonic or are they not yonic?
Maybe that's going to then. Maybe what if that's what the other Gemara is about also?
No, that's not what is it. Meaning? What is it about? Meaning that Gemara is just about of whether or not it's considered karka.
Okay, based on what?
You're saying Yanika establishes.
Well, it's talking
karka.
About Nakov over there. Sugya of Nakov. If we're saying according to the Ritva, is it sugya about Yanika?
No, I agree with you. Yanika could create chibur, and they'll agree over there where you have a din of a chibur over there. But I'm saying, if let's say you understood our Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan has nothing to do with chibur, but is about Yanika, right? So you're saying maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds You're saying Rabbi Yehuda holds it can't be yonik, so maybe you can't take the next stage and consider it to be chibur. I hear what you're saying, but that Gemara is an added chiddush, right? That Gemara is not automatically an outgrowth of our Gemara. All you see from our Gemara is a discussion of whether or not something's yonik, right? Now, whether or not you want to establish if that's dino kachibur or not, so then that's you're saying that maybe it'll be connected, but it's not a direct parallel, correct?
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same parallel. You're saying one needs another. You're saying once you establish... You would need one to get to the other. I mean, my question is, when you would say, according to Tosfos, when the Gemara is saying that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees when there's Avir, I bring you a proof that he's maskim from the Gemara later on that calls him Mechubar. You would have, so I can hear what you're saying. If you assume that Yanika establishes Mechubar, then you could compare the two. But I don't know if that's true. Right. Okay, good, fine. So maybe the Ritva, Tosos thinks that they're one and the same. Meaning from that Gemara, I know this. You're saying that perhaps one could suggest that Mechubar is based off of Yanika, and then I could prove that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes from the fact that din is mechuber over there. Okay, I hear what you're saying. So it's not necessarily as provable as I thought. Fine. But if you understand that the Gemara always was assuming mechuber, so then the Taisus comparison is much simpler. But now Taisus gets into a problem. Taisus says, "V'hadu kamar hocha ad kam v'kamar rabbanu ela b'sfina mashma do aotzitz kuchuli ama lo avikam mechuber." I, the Gemara on Daf Ches, has another tzad to say, "No, Maybe even the Rabbanon, what? Even the Rabbanon are only being machayev by Sfina, but by Avir, what? The Rabbanon would say, it's not kamachubar. Why? Because the Avir is mafsik. So as Taisis, ignore that. That was a tchiyah ba'alma, but that's not what we're going to hold la'alacha. And again, my proof is what? Gittin lamed zayin from Prozbul. So again, Tosis is being machriya. That which the Gemara floated possibilities this way and that way, one is correct and one is not correct. Avir is not going to be a machlekes. Everyone is going to agree. And the machlekes is only by Sfina. Good? Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? I didn't say anything yet.
That was just like devil's advocate. Devil's advocate? What was that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what Tchir Baal means. Right.
That Avir is not hafsek.
Avir's not a hefsek, right?
Everyone agrees to that?
Yeah. And he proves it from the Gemara and gets in the Lav Zayin.
Everyone agrees with Sfina that what? That's going to be good?
What?
Everyone agrees with Sfina that what?
No one agrees with that. That's not like Stana. The Gemara had a possibility. The Gemara had a possibility that by Sfina was the only place that Rabbanon would be Mechayev, and by Avir everyone would Pater, and Tosis says that was wrong. That's not true. But now Tosis has a Kasha. I dealt with the Gemara in Gittin that has another tzad that disagrees with what I'm establishing, and I said that that's a tchiyah ba'alma, but now I have a Gemara that seems to challenge everything I'm saying. Hodik Omer b'shav is perak ha-moitzi yayin. Pei aleph ha-mibis. What does the Gemara say? Very important Gemara. Oh. Hypar Pisa, Abai says, Hypar Pisa, Hova, Asi Ladan, Lema Be Milsa. Once we're talking about a Parpisa, what's a Parpisa, guys? A what? An Otzit Snakuv. Right? Why were they talking about this? They were talking about this, that they were allowed to be Metaltal on Shabbos. Good. It's not Mokta. Haya Munuch Al Gabi Karka, Viniach Al Gabi Yesedis. Mechayev Mishum Toilish. What's bothering Taisus? What's bothering Taisus?
Part that you didn't read.
No, what I read.
Why? You said that you're
Chayev. No. I said what's bothering Taisus. What's bothering Taisus, Rabbi Yisai? Let's see. Hyper Pisa, Rashi says in Shabbos. Everyone saw this Gemara, right? Otzitz Nokov, Shezorobo. Shubas Ga'oinim, Matzazi, Sheoisin, Choslos, Mikapos, Tmarim. Okay? Memalin, Osam, Offer, Vizevo, Behema, Fertilizer. Okay? Right, you're allowed to move it around, right? Why is it? And it's not tallish, right? What's litzarech that you're allowed to move it around? By the way, guys, shem kavod abrius. What does that mean? You're using it for toilet paper. This is based on the Gemara in Shab and Brachas on Daf Chaf. You're allowed to violate Misa Derabanan for what? Kavod abrius, right? Galdo kavod abrius adoicha loisus de shabatayra, which the Gemara says. Gemara clearly means not loisase mamish. You can't violate a deraisa. You're allowed to violate a derabonon if you're stuck with kavod abrius.
Meaning that it's talking about the one loisase or loisase?
Yeah, exactly. That's the pshat in the Gemara, right? That's what Rashi says. Yeah.
So you can pour it here.
So again, if you need to, if you don't need to, if you have other eitzes, so then don't. But you're right. In theory, there are poskim that say that, like, if you can, I have an eitzah for you. You know my eitzah is? Stick it under the what do you call that thing? The seat? What do you call, is there a better way to say the seat?
The seat.
That, you know, that's sitting on the bowl. Okay? Then roll extra in. Okay? Then do what you gotta do. And then when you flush, it'll on its own rip off. It's a great answer. I've done it many times. What?
Not only
one
wife.
No, you keep taking.
No, you keep taking whatever you need. Take what? Take as much as you want. As much as you want. Don't you guys dare! You don't do this in my house. But. Yeah, no, don't. We got to prepare for that bathroom in Perm. Oh, he's vase mirror last year. Wow. Okay, Viter.
You gotta rent a porta potty outside.
Yeah, seriously. And a place to throw up also. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Chevre. Chevre. Wait, why are you talking? Why are you.
I'm trying to change subject.
Viter. Okay. Wow. What am I talking about here? I'm out. I just went blank. What? Yeah, Gvalda. Yeah, Gvalda. What? Oh! So what's bothering Tosis?
So the Gemara says you're chayiv. Zok the Heilige Tosis.
So what's bothering Tosis? Why are you chayiv? Wait, why shouldn't you be chayiv?
Because
they're both mechuber. You moved from mechuber to mechuber. If I kick a flower pot from one spot to another, is anyone going to be mechayevi on the ground? No. So if Tosis is saying, Pepper, listen, that's the geshmak of Tosis. Tosis is saying, if I'm telling you that la halacha, based on other gemaras, we're saying that an otzitz nokav al gabi yisedos ba'avir is still what? It's still mechuber. You can write a prosbul on it. So the memeila, what? You should never be chayev what? Toilish and kaitzer from picking it up from the sand and putting it on Rabbi Yisaidis. Says Toitzis, you're absolutely right. And Mikoyach, what I'm saying, you have to say that Gemara is only what? In Isser Dirabonan. You want to ask me what's the Isser Dirabonan? Should be Meheter Gomer? Okay, it looks bad. Maybe you're diminishing the amount and the ability, how much to be yoinik. Whatever it is. We can make up a reason why Midirabonan, it's not a good protocol. Or maybe it's a gzera. They're going to come to put it on a table. If you put it on a table, Rabbi Yisai, guess what? I'm going to kill you. Skilo. Okay? Yeah? You put it on a table. There's a gap. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. Think about this. Chilchos Shabbos, Bezdin, will kill you. We will kill you. If you put it, Al-Gabi Yisai, there's Heter Gomer Midoraisa. You're smooth sailing. If you move it over an inch onto the table, you get killed.
What's the
nafkamina between the two? If you will live. Well, what were you asking? No, I knew you were asking that.
Between,
what?
Between Nastas and Shulchan, the table.
This is a table. This is blockage. There's no Otzitz Nokov on a table is garnished.
So what,
it's a plastic table. Yastas says it's a tripod. It's sitting on top of the air. It's just a way to raise it up. Look at Yastos as I don't know, guys. Guys, shvus in your shul. Shvus in your shul, right? What are they bearing in? Flowers, right? No, in Highland Park, what shul do you have in?
OT.
Rabbi?
Still?
Till
the end of the year.
Till the end of the year. Love that guy. But Rabbi Mlitzk is also Gishma.
Yeah.
So do they bring flowers there? Taka, maybe not. Maybe not. Rabbi Luban, I could hear, is chayish for the girl. He doesn't want to bring flowers into the base. They don't. They do it outside?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, let's go to Rabbi Mio Downick.
Hold on, Rabbi.
They bring tables there?
Rabbi, come to the five.
No. No flowers in my shul, but that's also because no one wants to donate them.
Find
but, what?
Find flowers everywhere in the five towns. On the shulchanim, and
okay, fine. So what do you have on it? You have those metal zachen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like when you go camping.
The stands.
Yeah, the metal stands.
What? Not on top of the arm. Not the arrovels. You guys put flowers on top of the arm? You used to put flowers on top of the arm? Really?
Arrovels.
Yeah, arrovels. Yeah.
I'm just looking.
Wait, before I take Jewish because everyone with me, Chevra? Everyone chap what Tosis is saying? Tosis is forced to say that Gemara is not what you think it says. It's a big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. And it's not just Tosis, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi also says it. Rashi in Shabbos, Pe'ala says, Chayiv Shem Toilish, De'enu Nena Shub Mireach HaKarka. V'li nira d'hai chayev lav dafka ela osir. Mishum de domi l'toilish. Rashi and Toysis and Be'alif and Gittin Dav Zayin are these. Makes a Gemara lav dafka. Why? Because of Gittin Dav Zayin. Yeah, Judah.
In the Tosbos, I see why we say that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that even when you pick it up, it would still be considered Mechobar.
Who? Rabbi Yehuda? Who's talking to Rabbi Yehuda?
In Tosbos?
Yeah, everyone agrees. No Machlekes.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Tosfos is saying that we hold like the line in the Gemara that everyone agrees when it comes to airspace, there's no Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, correct?
No, Tosfos says, the Kuliyama lo havi kemechobar. And then I don't know, I didn't know how to translate that next word. I thought the Rabbanan was saying it's not considered Mechobar.
No, that which the Gemara makes a statement in the Chesem and Aleph, not like what I'm saying, that when it comes to Svina is the Machlekes, but everyone holds that when it comes to Avir, there's no Chibur, that's wrong. Chiyu ba'alma. That was a wrong statement. The Gemara was just playing devil's advocate, like Moshe Mordechai said. That's not MS.
So everyone.
Yeah, Aaron.
The Gemara and Shabbos, is the way we're understanding that, like, the fact that
Rashi says it's doimel toilish. Yeah, it's similar.
Meaning, if I had it in the
this is going to lead to bad to real plishes.
If
you what?
If I had an atzis nakavah and then I removed it on the table.
That's tolish midoraisa. Everyone agree with that.
Why not? Fine.
Yeah.
What would it be if you took something out of the ground or off the ground?
As long as it's still up in the air on top of the ground, you're fine. But if you chill with it and sit down and put it on your lap, depends how you're chilling with your plant. Here's Lafcore, how do you chill with a plant?
Everyone knows how to chill.
Yeah, same. So if you're like, there's like a chill, or there's like a chill, like, you know, so that you were just crazy.
And you die.
And you die. And you die. What the nafkamina of those two gazes? One you die, one you don't die. Yeah.
It's not like visual. If you take it off, you have to have like intent to bring it back or something.
No, clever, no. We have to learn Shabbos. No. If your food, I don't care how many guys you go away from Shabbos with, if your food is not fully cooked, don't you dare take that off the fire and put it back on the fire. You die. Okay, this is a good way to teach all the Shabbos. Okay? Never. No one holds you and put back food on the fire. I don't care what you're remembering. I don't care how many hands you have on the item. That's awesome. Okay? These lead to big mistakes. Okay? Hachazara, that allows you to put it back on the fire, if you're still holding and you remember and you're putting it back, that's only if something's fully cooked. No one can permit Bishul on Shabbos. God said it's not allowed. That's out of bounds. You die. Yes, that's what Orin is saying. You chill.
That wasn't the question. The question was whether Hachzara applies to Polish. Or if you pick it up.
Hachzara? No. Hachzara only applies to Bishop. Only applies to fully Pathetic. No, won't help.
They never made the Hachzara.
Did we have that shit last year?
Yes. If you would take it, Jeremy's right. If you would take it from the Yesedos on back onto the floor, because it looks like planting, because you now looks like you're putting it through.
We're saying though that Adav Yesedos is according to Tosfos and Rashi. Is it Deoraisa? Is it Deoraisa of Mechobar? Yeah or no?
I think you have to say that, right? That's what Tosfos is saying, no?
Saying that both of them are Deoraisa of Mechobar.
Otherwise, why would you be Chayav Kaiser? Yeah. Since you're chayv in Shumas and Maisis and you're chayv in Shabbos, so then, and you're putter in Shabbos because you didn't really, it's like you, on a level of Doraisa, you didn't move it off the ground. It's still connected. The problem is, yeah, Isaac. The problem is, I'm getting to you in a second, I'm not ignoring you. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, what does he say, Rabbi? He says, someone read me the Rambam. Someone read me a Rambam. What does he say? He says, what? Gavshush is what? Where is this? What halacha?
Dalit.
Shabbos Ches Dalit. Yeah, let's see. Go, Brooks, go.
1 second.
Sorry.
Gavshushis. Shel Afar.
Not bad.
Sha'aluba.
Asavim.
Higbiya me'ala ares. If he raised it from off the ground. Vinichal Gabi Yisid. Wow, Gabi Yisidus. Chayiv Mishum Toilish. Chayiv Mishum Toilish, right? Is that a problem, everybody say? Anyone have a problem with that? I don't have a problem with that. That's exactly what? That's not exactly what the Gemara says. What do you want from the Rambam? The problem is anyone who knows Hilchos Shabbos knows that the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Hilchos Shabbos, he writes, anytime I'm telling you Chayiv, that means you die. And you have to bring a chatas if you're b'shoigig. Any times I'm telling you potter, that means it's also b'derabanan, potter aval aser, with the exception of three cases that it's mutter. Okay, based on a Gemara and Shabbos and Av Gimel. Chevre, the Rambam told us how to read a Rambam. And the Rambam said what? Chayv. So the Rambam obviously held to take that Gemara of Hahi Parpisa and Shabbos Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the guy who ran out of the toilet paper, and said what? That if you put that on Gabi and say this, you're Chayiv Misa Chayiv Chatos.
Okay. Interesting. So what does the Rambam do with this one?
And what does the Rambam do with Prosbul? Isn't Tosfos right? Don't we say that an Otzitz Nokov is still connected? However, there's a problem.
Yeah, or
also, what does the Rambam do about the fact that the Gemara says that it's okay with Tzorah?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Rashi gets from this?
No. Rambam says that that's.
Wasn't that referring to
Muksa? Yeah, Rashi says that. Rashi says that. Hi, Rabbi Charlotte. Yeah, you have to say that. That's not going from the ground to Agabi the Sages. Metaltali, maybe it was sitting on a table. Maybe.
Then how does,
yeah, the Rambam would never allow you to do that off the ground.
Doesn't Rashi say that that's where he gets it from? There's
no, I read you two Rashis, two stages in the Gemara. There are two parts of the Gemara. One is just moving it, and then the Gemara says, once we're talking about this, let's talk about moving it from one place to the other. Is that Tolish or not? Yeah.
In the Yikup shop, are we saying that Otsudakov Agav Yisedos is equal in Yikup level to actually on the ground? Like, is it, I get it, it draws direction. Maybe you're enhancing or the opposite. Maybe that would have implications at all.
So you're saying that maybe for Trumas and Maestras, there's enough Unika, but since you're minimizing the Unika for Chiyuv of Kotzer on Shabbos, you're still Chayiv. That's what you're saying? Yeah. That's what I think the Panovich Rebbe said. And perhaps it's a Chiddush, what the Rambam is saying is a Chiddush in Shabbos. It's Mechiddush what you're saying. But perhaps what you're saying is a Chiddush in Kotzer. When I minimize Yanika, maybe everything's Yanika based, and when I minimize Yanika, that's also a Chiyuv in Shabbos. The Rambam never meant to say that there was no connection anymore. The Rambam just meant to say, don't mess with this connection. And there's more Yanika on the ground than there's Yanika on the airspace. Perhaps.
I'm saying you can't enhance, growth in that region, right?
Well, Rashi and Tosfos are saying that that's no problem. Right. So they're arguing about Matthias if there's a diminishment or an enhancement.
Could be. Or could be, Rabbi Yisai. That could be the pshat. But well, the way Jeremy's taken is the Chiddush and Hilcha Shabbos. That codes? No. Maybe everything is unique base. But what you're doing physically when you're taking something off the ground and putting it al gabia,
it's a
minimization of unika, and maybe either Rashi and Tosfos hold that that's not true factually, or they think that that's not true in codes.
Are you saying that we're talking about different cases with regards to material?
I don't think so. It's all talking about a nakuv. It's talking about an atzitz nakuv.
Okay, so
a nakuv is going to be connected.
Every single case we mentioned, the first one is atzitz nakuv.
Yeah.
And
Chevra comes along the egle tal, and the egle tal says something is shmak. Says the egle tal, wait a second. You guys have the answer over here. You just don't realize it because it was last week. Who are you? Who's Shita? This heat is geschmack. What's who's Shita we are now? Shita's ha? Ramba. That's the Ramba Paskin. The Gavin Machlitz Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim. Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Ram says a Sfina has to be what? Gosheshes. Sfina has to be Gosheshes. We ask the Kash. Why would you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda? Yachiv Rab Malach Karab. So we learned what? We learned Atosis and Gittin Dav Zayinu Mebeis and a Kesef Mishnah that said Pshad in the Rambam. The Rambam held, and he writes in Perish Mishnayos like this, that Bamed Var Mamurim, that Bamed is Lefarish. So there's no Machlokes. So Imkain, the Rambam held that what everyone holds, if there is separation, there is no Chilul. So Imkain, the Boisai, says the Egle Tal, maybe it's just a manifestation of the Rambam Shita by Sfina. Just like the Rambam holds by Sfina, that what? That there's no connection to the ground because it's raised up. And the only time you have a connection is what? Is when there's Gosheshes. And everyone was agreeing to that, right? That's the way the Rambam Paskin. Okay, obviously our Gemara is presenting a Machlokes. But we're going like the Amoraim that held what? That there is no Machlokes against Gittin Dav Zayin. So the Rambam Lishitaso La Locha is going to hold what? Is going to hold it if you put it in the air. That's not anymore Gosheshes. That's not anymore Al Gabi Karka. So according to the Rambam, what? You're going to be Chayim Midoraisa by definition, by raising it up. The same way the Rambam passes is going to be Trumas and Maestris. So yeah, the Rambam Lishitoso will hold that this is going to be a Chiyuv Chatos because of the Rambam Sheet in the beginning of the Sugya. But then it would come back a big nafkamina, Rabbi Yisrael. So now we just had a big chiddush, which I don't have a beferish Rambam to support this. I was looking for it, I can't. That the Rambam would hold that otzitz al gabi yisaydis is potter min atayra from chumas and maisus. That's what you would have to say. That's what the Egle Tal is saying. Okay? But it's geshmak apshat. The Egle Tal is saying it's all geboyt on the way the Rambam learned the sugya. And memela, that's going to create nafkamina of whether or not a guy's going to die or he's not going to die when it comes to Shabbos. It's all in the way the Rambam understood the interaction between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Tosfos is coming, never held to that. Tosfos, therefore, has a different approach, and therefore he is going to say that Gemara is midrabbanan. So that was the Egle Tal's pshat. But Rabbi Yisai, I'm not comfortable with that, and I actually happen to have opened up a Derech Emunah last night. Derech Emunah was written by who? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeichet Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, at his first yortzeit is coming up, Rabbi Yisai. Right? Everyone remember when he was Nifter? Purim? Right? Mamish's yortzeit is coming up. So the go-to, and anytime you're learning a sugya in Zeron, the Mishnah Brura, the Halacha, the Rambam, Reb Chaim wrote a sefer on Rambam, and all Hilchos Zraim, all the obscure Rambam, all Beis Hamikdash Rambam, it's called Derech Emuna. Derech Emuna. So I opened up a Rambam Perek Aleph, Hilchos Trumas Derech Emuna, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Hey, where the Rambam talks about an Otzitz. And the Rambam sounds like over there by an Otzitz that it's Chayav Midoraisa. But the Rambam never talks about an Otzitz suspended in the air. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says there are those that say that an otzit suspended in the air would be pater min ha-Torah, and they suggest that the Rambam does not hold like that, but we don't assume like that. We assume that the Rambam would compare all of his otzits, and I don't think, again, if anyone could find me a Beferish Rambam where the Rambam talks about the otzits in the air, that it's chayav midoraisa, I would like to see it. So on the tzad that we don't want to go as far as we're going to say that the reason why the Rambam is saying that you're chayav mishum kotzer is because the Rambam, like the Eglei Tal, is learning, like the Avnezer is learning, that the Rambam is l'shitoso and holds any suspension, bein agave svina, bein agave avir, the Rambam held that there was no connection, there was no yinika and memela, therefore you'd be chayav kotzer on Shabbos from taking it from the ground. And it's not good. On Lagabi, say this. So is there another way to say that by Trumas and Maisis, you might be Chayav Lagabi, say this, but for Shabbos, you'd also be Chayav Chabbos? Perhaps, Rabbi said, perhaps the answer to this question might lie in some similarities to the Lamdas that we said yesterday. Within the sheet of the Rambam. We were arguing and we were trying to figure out a reason why, according to Rashi, a cheres would sometimes need a hole and sometimes not need a hole. Right? So the Ramban introduced to us, and the Ramban said, well, maybe for certain areas where you just need growth, so then it's enough to have cheres. Be a lack of chatzitza. That's Dino Kamechubar, or that's Yoinek, like the Lashon of the Ramban. But in the area of Get, where it's connected to the ground, there you actually need to see what? Mechubar Mamish. And that's where you would need a hole. So what is the Ramban introducing to us? Whether or not I hold of the Ramban directly or not, the Ramban is introducing to us different levels of, what's the word? Of chib, of connection. There's Mechubar Mamish, and there's not as much mechibur mamish. So maybe, just like we use that rationale and that logic to explain the different levels of where Rashi would need a hole and where Rashi would not need a hole, maybe that's the yesod in the Rambam when it comes to the melacha of koitzer also. It could be that the Rambam holds in Trumas and Maaseris that an otzitz that's suspended in the air is still considered dino kemechobar, or is still considered yoinek ben akarka, however you slice it, depending on how the Rambam learns the connection of an otzitz nakuv legabe the ground. But perhaps, when a person on Shabbos lifts off the ground and puts it, algabe you say this, perhaps there's a physical connection that's now being destroyed. You might still be yoinek, or you might still be dino kemechubar, but you're not mechubar mamish, even with a hole. Perhaps the Rambam held that that's enough to be mechayev yishuv mechub koitzer. If you took a physical connection and now made it only a halachic connection, even though it has a hole and it's still either gaining nutrients or it's dinuk mechubar, I can view it that it's mevato to the ground. But that physical connection, that area of, let's say, Gittin Chaf Aleph, is it Mechutzer Ktitza or not? Perhaps that is enough to be Mechayev Shem Koitzer. I don't care about what? I don't care about Trumas and Maestris, about growth, about all of the Dine Mechubar, Legabe Chiv Koitzer. Yeah, okay, very nice. It's still getting nutrients from the ground. It's still, perhaps what? It's still perhaps al pi alocha considered connected to the ground. But lemaisa, is it physically connected to the ground? Maybe koitzer is also that physical connect detachment, that's also chayv. Perhaps that's what the Rambam will hold. Rabbi Yisai, what's fascinating is that the Achronim point out, nowhere does the Rambam bring that Gemara, Lamed Zayin, about writing a prosbul al otzitz nakuv shemunach agabi yisedus lahalacha like Tosis brought down. He doesn't bring it down lahalacha. And if you hold what? Like the Eglei Tal's pshat, makes a lot of sense why the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Because the Rambam doesn't hold that that's kemuchov l'karka. So again, I'm presenting to you two possibilities. One, I think, simpler possibility of the Eglei Tal, that Mamish takes this sugya and wraps everything together and makes the Rambam glat. But then you're going to have to draw the conclusion that according to the Rambam, an otzitz that's suspended in the air will be potter from Trumas and Maisers Midya Oraisa. That is the risk with going that through that mahalach. And even if the Rambam is going to be mechayiv and otzitz that's sitting on the ground, when it's in the air, the avira would patter it according to the Rambam, because of what the Rambam holds by. So you know, the other alternative I'm saying is perhaps the Rambam was telling us a chiddush legabe koitzer, that perhaps even if al pidin is still considered growing from the ground or connected to the ground al pi alocha, perhaps a physical detachment from the ground, going from the ground mamish onto al gabi yisaydis, is enough to what? To be mechayiv mishum kotzer on Shabbos, and it's a chiddush and kotzer. The fact that there's still some nutrients, the fact that there's still some growth, is not going to exempt you on Shabbos. The Rambam saying to you, you, lemaisa, are moving a physically connected thing to now something that's only halachically connected. That, perhaps, is enough to be mechayiv mishum kotzer. And then, if I say that shot, then I can live with the Rambam that says, you could still be chayiv chumas and maisas, al gabi yisaydis. But you're still going to be chayiv and Shabbos for kotzer, for moving that up to the stand. So Rabbi Yisai, that is the last stage of this Gemara, of this sugya, of how to understand the implications of this shita of Rashi and the Rambam. But also, but again, everything stems back from what? From that fundamental chakira that we mentioned on the first day that I told you would come back to life with this Ramban and everything. What is the nekudas ha-machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda Rabban? Is it just a machloikas in Metzias? Is it yoinik or is it not yoinik? That's the way some Rishonim believe. And that's what led the Ritzva to say that this whole discussion about the otzitz, that's agabi yisaydus, is only if it's less than 10 tefachim. Because if it's so distant, then everyone holds it's not yoinik. Which, by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes that Ritzva about that distinction between 10 tefachim and not. It's all based on this Gemara. It's because Rav Chaim Kanievsky knew every Gemara, and then he writes a halach l'maisa sefer on Trumas u'maisers based on the sugyas and gittin. But if you understand that it's not based on yinika, but it's based on dino k'mechubar, like all the rayas that we brought, and now we have another raya from this taisus and from the hemshech of the Gemara, so now that now lends itself to the Ramban and the other Gemaras later on. So what is the difference between this Gemara and that Gemara about writing a get al gabi mechuber? And that's going to have implications about kotzer on Shabbos. That is the closer of the sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Mirtz Hashem, next sugya, tomorrow, we are moving on to Daf Chesem and Aleph. Chesem and Aleph, before we get to the sugya of Surya, which is our next big sugya. I was going to skip this next sugya, but I decided not to. Because what comes out of just Pashut, Gemara Rashi Taisus, I have nothing fancy to extend myself. Gemara Rashi Taisus is just about the way the Gemara sets up the Machlokes. It's just mind-boggling. About Eretz Yisrael, and about where Eretz Yisrael goes. And I'm telling you, you're gonna understand what I'm saying in the next sugya. It's fascinating, but it's like, it's there's not too much on the Maror Mekoymes. So just focus on the Gemara Rashi Taisus. For the next sugya, and then Amir Tzashem, whenever we finish that, we're going to go on to Surya.